Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom and good morning. My name is Karen and I am your reader today. Today is Thursday, April the 25th. It's also the 17th day of Nisan in the Hebrew calendar, making it the third day of Pesach and the second day of counting the Omer. Our Torah readings for this week are a little bit different because we have special Pesach readings. So today we are going to be reading in the Torah from Exodus or Shemot chapter 13, verses 1 through 16, and then in Numbers or Bamidbar, chapter 28, verse 19 through 25. But before we begin, let's take this moment to bless God and thank Him for His amazing word He has given us. Blessed are You, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn from every womb of Bnei Israel, both men and animals. This is mine." Moshe said to the people, "Remember this day on which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. No chametz shall be eaten. This day in the month of Aviv, you are going out. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which He swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, you are to observe this service during this month. For 7 days you are to eat matzah, and the seventh day is to be a feast to the Lord. Matzot is to be eaten throughout the 7 days, and no chametz is to be seen among you, nor within any of your borders. You are to tell your son on that day, saying, 'It is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt.' So it will be like a sign on your hand and a reminder between your eyes, so that the Torah of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand the Lord has brought you out of Egypt. You are to keep this ordinance as a moed from year to year. Now when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as He swore to you and your fathers, and gives it to you, you are to set apart to the Lord every firstborn from the womb, and every firstborn male animal you have will be the Lord's. Every firstborn donkey you are to redeem with a lamb, and if you do not redeem it, then you are to break its neck. But you are to redeem every firstborn male among your sons. So when your son asks you in the times to come, 'What is this?' say to him, 'By a strong hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, the house of bondage. And when Pharaoh refused to let us go, the Lord slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both men and animals. So I sacrificed to the Lord all the firstborn males, but I redeem the firstborn of my sons. So it will be like a sign on your hand and like frontlets between your eyes, for by a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt. That was Exodus or Shemot, chapter 13, verses 1 through 16. And we're reading now in Numbers, chapter 28, verses 19 through 25. You are to offer to the Lord burnt offering by fire, two young bulls, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah per bull, 2/10 per ram, and 1/10 per each of the seven lambs, plus one goat for a sin offering, to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day for 7 days the food to be offered by fire for each day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, besides the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly, and you are to do no laborious work. That was Numbers, or Bamidbar, chapter 28, verses 19 through 25. Now continuing on to our reading from the prophets, or the Nevi'im, today we are reading in Yeshayahu, chapter 42. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights. I have put my ruach on him. I will bring justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, or make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not be disheartened or crushed until he establishes justice on the earth. The islands will wait for his Torah. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and ruach to those who walk in it. I, the Lord, call you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, by opening blind eyes, bringing prisoners out of the dungeon, and those sitting in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another, or my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I announce them to you. Sing to the Lord a new song. Praise him from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea with all its fullness, islands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its cities exult, the villages that Kedar inhabits. Let the dwellers of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout for joy from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord goes out as a mighty one. He stirs up his zeal like a man of war. He will shout, yes, raise a war cry. He will prevail over his enemies. I have held my peace a long time. I have been still and restrained myself. Now, like a woman in labor, I groan, gasping and panting at once. I will lay waste mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn the rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by the way they do not know, and paths they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn darkness before them to light, and the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do, and will not forsake them. They will be turned back, utterly put to shame. those trusting in idols who say to molten images, "You are our gods." Hear, you deaf, look, you blind, so you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I send? Who is so blind as the one in covenant with me, blind as the Lord's servant? You have seen many things, but you do not pay attention. Though ears are open, no one hears. The Lord was pleased for the sake of his righteousness to make Torah great and glorious. But this is a people robbed and looted, all of them trapped in holes, hidden away in prisons. They have become a prey with no one to deliver them, and plunder with none to say, "Give them back." Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and heed thereafter? Who gave Yaakov to the looter, Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord? Have we not sinned against him? In his ways they were unwilling to walk, and his Torah they did not obey. So he poured out on him the fury of his anger, and the fierceness of battle. It blazed all around him, yet he did not understand it. It burned him, yet he did not take it to heart. That was Isaiah or Yeshayahu chapter 42. In our reading from the writings today, we are reading in Proverbs or Mishlei chapter 22. A good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth, and grace rather than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common: the Lord is the maker of them all. A crafty person sees danger and hides, but the naive keep going and suffer for it. The reward of humility and fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the perverse, but one who guards his soul stays far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn from it. The rich rule over the poor. The borrower is a slave to the lender. One who sows injustice will reap trouble, and the rod of his fury will perish. One with a bountiful eye will be blessed, for he shares his bread with the poor. Throw out a scoffer, and strife will go out. Quarreling and disgrace will cease. One who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious will have the king as his friend. The eyes of the Lord guard knowledge, but he undermines the words of the faithless. The slacker says, "There's a lion outside. I will be killed in the streets." The mouth of a seducing woman is a deep pit. Into it will fall one whom the Lord is angry. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, but a rod of discipline will drive it far from him. The one who oppresses the poor to increase his own gain, and the one who gives to the rich, both end in poverty. Incline your ear and listen to the words of the wise, and apply your heart to my knowledge. For it is delightful for you to keep them within you, ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I made them known to you this day, even you. Have I not written to you 30 sayings of admonishment and knowledge, to show you true and reliable words, that you may give a true answer to those who sent you? Do not rob a poor person because he is poor, nor crush the needy at the gate. For the Lord will plead their case and rob life from those who plunder them. Do not be friends with one given to anger, or associate with a hot-tempered person, lest you learn his ways and entangle your soul in a snare. Do not be one who shakes hands or puts up security for debts. If you do not have enough to pay, why should your bed be taken from you? Why should your bed be taken from under you? Do not move an ancient boundary stone, which your fathers set up. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure people. That was Proverbs chapter 22. And now for our final reading today, which comes from the Apostolic Writings, we are in 2 Peter chapter 1. Shimon Kepha, a slave and emissary of Mashiach Yeshua, to those who have received a faith equal to ours through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Messiah Yeshua, may grace and shalom be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Yeshua our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and virtue. Through these things He has given us His precious and magnificent promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, since you have escaped the corruption that evil desires have brought into the world. Now for this very reason, making every effort, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control patience, and to patience godliness, and to brotherly love, love. For if these qualities are in you and increasing, they keep you from becoming idle and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. But anyone who lacks these qualities is blind, nearsighted because he has forgotten his cleansing from his past sin. Therefore, brothers and sisters, make all the more effort to make your calling and election certain. For if you keep doing these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Messiah Yeshua, will be richly provided for you. Therefore, I intend to keep reminding you of these things, even though you know them and are well grounded in the truth that you have. I think it right to stir you up with a reminder, as long as I remain alive in this tent of a body, knowing that my death is soon, as our Lord Yeshua the Messiah has made clear to me. And I will make every effort for you to always remember these things, even after my departure. For we did not follow cleverly concocted tales when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah. But we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For when He received glory and honor from God the Father, a voice came to Him from the majestic glory. "This is my Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." And we ourselves heard this voice coming out of heaven when we were with Him on the holy mountain. Furthermore, we have the reliable prophetic word. You do well paying attention to it, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. Above all, understand that no prophecy of Scripture comes about from a person's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever brought forth by human will. Rather, people spoke from God as they were moved by the Ruach HaKodesh. That was 2 Peter chapter 1. Now that concludes our readings for today, but if you're going through the Apostolic Writings twice this year, you would also read Matthew chapter 10 today. May the word of the Lord truly bless and refresh you as you go about your day, and may you continue to have a beautiful Chag HaMatzot, the week of unleavened bread, with your families, and comfort and joy during this time as we remember the sacrifice and the death and resurrection of our Messiah. Until next time, busy moms, this is Karen wishing you shalom from Israel.